This is William Hill's In Play Radio. Email us, inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk. Contact us on Twitter at Will Hill In Play. In Play Radio, your eyes on a world of sport.
Well, we move on to stage 7 of the Tour de France on Friday. And once again, we're joined by William Hill trader Matt Latus, who's going to look ahead to stage 7 for us. How are you, Matt?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Very well. Talk us through stage 7 then. I mean, 6-1 the field in the betting there. Just shows how open this stage could be.
We're finally at the fun stuff. We're in the mountains at last. We're in the Pyrenees. We've got only got one category, one climb today, the Col de Span, which will be enough to separate the men from the boys a bit.
So this is going to be the toughest one to date then?
Yeah, definitely the toughest one to date. It's pretty flat up until the main climb. There's only one cat 4 before it, but it's 12k at 6.5% this climb, so it's going to be a lengthy one. It's one where you need quite a bit of endurance.
So who's that going to suit?
There's a couple of guys in the betting. If the GC guys take it, Valverde, Perito, that's Joaquin Rodriguez, and Dan Martin, who's yet to lose any time compared to the GC favourites. They're the fastest guys. Frenchman Romain Bardet will be well fancied as well. He's an excellent descender. There's a bit of a descent after the climb down to the finish line, so if he can attack over the top and be first down, that'd be ideal for him. If the break does get there, maybe someone like Rui Costa, who's lost some time, or even Nibali, he's down about 9 minutes now, so there's an outside chance he might be able to get away, and he's a very good climber, so he could probably solo it to the top if need be.
Right, okay. So a few to consider there then. If I had to nail you down to a selection, who would you go with?
I think the break's struggling today, mainly because Team Sky and or Movistar might want to put the hurt on Alberto Contador and well and truly put his GC aspirations to bed. So I think the GC guys take it, and I think it'll go Romain Bardet, the Frenchman. I think he'll attack maybe with 2k to go on the climb, and like I said, he's an excellent descender, so he should be fine to the finish.
Okay, 10-1 in the betting there, Romain Bardet. You had a pretty big win on this the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, 30-1. It wasn't the way I thought it'd be either. I was expecting a bit of a bunch sprint, but Greg Van Avermaet managed to solo away, so I was pretty happy about that.
Well, good stuff. Hopefully we'll get a 10-1 winner as well today. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy stage 7.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.